This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Let's preview tonight and get his thoughts on yesterday's fireworks. It's Nicky Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. We'll crosstalk with KNC at Freebirds today. If you want to get your lunch there on Beltline in Dallas, we got John Machota in studio as a guest co-host. And I know you absorb a lot of talk radio. Do you like doing talk radio? This is your first time up here ever?
It is my first time up here, but yeah, I love it. I love podcasting. I enjoy talking about sports more than the writing side of it. Like, I'm not this traditional, I got into journalism because I love writing or whatever. I got into journalism because it would get me into watching sports and paid to watch sports all the time, you know? And so I think I've gotten better over the years, but like, it is definitely not. I'm not like some naturally like good writer or anything like that.
I think you are. Nick would agree.
Let's get this clip real quick for Nick of Jerry on Michael Irvin's podcast. And they're like, why are we even here with Micah? Why didn't you pay him earlier like all the other stars?
I would like to list right beside that the ones that I paid early that I wish I hadn't paid early, relatively speaking. The ones that I have paid as early as what we're talking about here that I shouldn't have paid early, that we should have. I've seen a few more things come down the pike. And so let me say this. I have never not written a check because of having paid the players I paid early. I've never not written a check to get that done. So it hasn't kept me from being able to write a check. And keep this in mind, what you're paying a player for, a player, not in any way. I'm the biggest fan in the world, and I appreciate what a player has done up until that point, especially one that has really, really done well enough to be in the top 10 or 12% of the paid players. But none of what you're paying him is for what he's done in the past. Not a cent. It's all about what he's going to do.
He's 26. I don't understand this.
But he could get hit by a car.
What he's going to do, Nick Eatman, help me, Nick. What did you think of all this with Michael Irvin and Jerry yesterday?
I won't say exactly what I think about all of it, but it was really the timing of it that just seems to really suck. I mean, this is somebody that's putting out their own, our own Deep Blue documentary, and I swear we can't get any other news tonight. Like, it can't be a slow news day either. It's an 8-part series from Jerry getting put out 2 days before, or then this. Anyways, I agree with all of that. As far as the part of you pay what's going to happen, and I think Jerry has been burned over the years. I mean, we're talking way back. You know, back in the Aikman, Emmett, Irvin, you know, Dion, all of that about paying for what they've done and not for what they're going to do.
Yeah.
So, but I don't, you know, you say he's 26. I think it's more about, are you going to, and this isn't just Micah, this is everybody. Are you going to continue to to be as hungry, work as hard, do all of the things, the film, the study, everything that it takes for you to be at the top of your game. Are you going to do that just the same as you did before? Are you going to take your foot off the gas a little bit? So it's not about he's got 5 or 6 more years, but are they going to be the same 5 or 6 years that got him to this point in the contract?
Nick,
and I think that.
Sorry, Nick and John Michaud, the same question. Do you think there's a difference in questioning Micah's work ethic or doing all the training and being ready to go compared to Dak and Lamb? You have a question more about Micah with that? Nick, I'll start with you.
I don't think it's about work ethic like that. I think, you know, they keep throwing the leadership part of it. I just think it's the hunger, it's the desire. But I've never understood that with Micah. I just think he might be different than some others in his own way, but he's ready to go. I don't feel like he is ever a guy that you would have to question.
Yeah.
From a standpoint of like, you know, is he going to be ready? Is he going to get his body ready? He's going to do it in his own, you know, unconventional ways, but I don't think he's ever said he's not ready to go.
What do you think of that, John?
Yeah, I agree with Nick. I don't think of him as not being ready in terms of his conditioning and being prepared. And I think we'll see that in the opener. I think he's going to play, and I think it's going to be on very, obviously he isn't going to have training camp behind him, and I think he's going to play well. The thing for me with Micah is, it's honestly, and I know a lot of people think this is stupid, but I'm telling you, this stuff matters in sports. It's body language. It's the way, like, even at these practices, the way he sits and he's just kind of like, I don't want to be there. It's times at practice where, you know, the team's stretching, and it's not this year, but in the past, where like he's just kind of off, just kind of doing his own thing, doesn't really care about this part of it. You know, like there's little things like that that I'm telling you, like, it is a big thing with a lot of people about the body language, especially when you're the team's best player. You are the team's most talented player. I've made the argument, and I will continue to make the argument, that he is the biggest reason for 3 consecutive 12-win seasons. He's not the only reason. It's not that there aren't other people that are on there, but when they got him, things changed. And so he has all of that. They just need a little bit of the other stuff.
You know, I wonder how much of the, when it comes down to, like, for instance, in comparison to Dak and Lamb, Dak is the, like, is the leader of their work ethic group. Like, he's the guy that's out there all the time and overworking and different things like that. I don't think Mike has got a conditioning problem. If anything else, and Nick, you might be able to speak to this, or you can ignore it if you feel like it's too close. But I think the bigger question is just, sometimes, has Micah always been prepared the right way in the classroom at times? Like, has he been present for all of the different things that he needs to do? Has he spent enough time on task with his work? Is he out there knowing his assignment just down 100% every single time? That, to me, I think is a bigger question for them in terms of preparation than the conditioning itself.
Right. And especially now, especially with the next contract, because, and you know, Dez Bryant's been mentioned a few times in some of this, and Dez is, I think, a good example of this. His first 4 or 5 years, you could just go out athlete people. You were better than them, and you could go and do it. It didn't matter where you were lining up. But the last few years of when you couldn't do that the same. The athletes got better. Age catches up to everybody, and now you have to kind of figure out different ways to be savvy in your out running and all the things to kind of prolong your career. And that's where I think it was tougher for him to dominate. And I think that's for any player. Same with Mike. Go out there. If you're not prepared as much, that's fine. Just go beat the guy off the edge and get to the quarterback.
Yeah. Well,
you know, when that slows down or the injuries kind of pile up, how are you going to take it to the next level? But that's not just a Micah thing. That's every player from 25 to 30, you know, maybe 27 to 32. It's figuring that part out. And I think that's a question that, you know, I want to see that list that Jerry's talking about. I think I know one player that he's probably referring to.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's
That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Yeah, but I'd like to see some others that he thinks, you know what, I might have done this differently had I known how things were going to play out.
Hey, Nick, what do you think about his body size and body type for that position and the longevity at that position? Because it's always something for me that I've wondered, like, will this get to a point where it's just like, All pro, and then it just starts. You're like, yeah, I don't know. It seems like, and then there's the injuries and things like that. Do you think about that at all with him?
Yeah, because I do. And the thing about it is, if you just watch him, if you just look at him, look at the body type, it doesn't add up to how great he is. You know, he's got this like strength about him that, you know, and he's not crazy like this. This is probably not a great example at all, but like, why was Dennis Rodman like the best rebounder? Like, why? And he just was. I mean, yeah. He wasn't the biggest, strongest, but he just figured it out. I mean, yeah. And here's another one, maybe a better example. Charles Haley didn't look like he would be like the most menacing Myles Garrett type, but he was.
Yeah.
It's a combination of everything, and it's strength inside that you just don't necessarily see, and how to use your hands and how to push and all that. So you say that about the body size. Yeah, it's all – it's going to change, you know, in these next 5 years or so. And so, I think you do worry about that. But then again, the contract he's trying to get, you certainly wouldn't put that on a linebacker. So he's in that in-between role that I guarantee it's been a part of the discussion, if there have been discussions.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. Before we preview tonight, Nick, anything else from yesterday's interview that really jumped out to you, surprised you, or changed your mind about this outcome with Jerry and Michael Irvin discussing?
The biggest surprise was just how quiet Michael was. I mean, Michael's just doing like the nod thing, you know, it's just like, you know, now he wanted to talk a lot too, but it's funny, you know, Michael being on the other end of it though, just watching that dynamic was kind of interesting because Jerry is just dropping gold here, you know, but I do give Michael credit for it. He was just like, wait, hold on. What did you say?
Yeah.
You know, it was definitely an interesting thing. I can't think of one or two things because I had heard some of that. I mean, you'd heard that there was a deal in place and that basically, you know, Jerry's basically saying we don't need the agent until it's time to, you know, turn it in and things like that. And I don't know if I disagree with him, but I think that's the operations he's done in the past. And for this reason, it's not, you know, it's not what's on the table. But it sounds like there's got to be more to it than just a couple of, you know, I's to dot and T's to cross. I feel like there's more to it there, but who knows?
Nick, who is on your watch list for tonight? Who is tonight important for against the Falcons?
I mean, I hate to say the obvious, but, you know, you have to figure out what's going on at quarterback. I mean, you have to see I just wonder what the Cowboys are thinking about their next plan. If Milton doesn't play well, doesn't give them – and I don't think he's going to do anything tonight to say, oh, he's the backup. I think it's very clear he's probably not ready to be the backup. So I don't know, you know, that they want to see one more time. But I bet you Trey Lance, it was clear at this point, too. They still played him. He needs reps. But what's the plan after that? Because if it is Will Greer, I'd like to see Will Greer get some snaps, too.
Yeah.
So, that it makes me wonder that they have something else in mind with another player that maybe isn't on the roster. Because if not, then I don't know why the backup quarterback isn't getting more reps with your team, because I just don't feel like there's any way it could be Milton.
Awesome stuff, brother. We appreciate it. Enjoy tonight. We'll recap Monday.
All right. See you guys.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the WinStar World Casino and Resort. What's on your watch list for tonight, John?
Milton, obviously, that's number one for everything that Nick said, so I won't have to add too much to that. So after that, for me, is Jaden Blue. I mean, he's a running back. I think he'll have a major role in this offense, even as early as week one, and I think that he's a guy that probably gets the second most touches at running back this season, if not first, behind Javonte Williams. We'll see there. So he has been dealing with an ankle injury. He'll play in this game. That's a big one to watch there. Wide receiver, with Mingo being out, that opens the door for another receiver. To me, the leader in the clubhouse is Ryan Flannoy. I know fans won't like that because they want Trayshon Holden, because I'll be honest with you, Trayshon Holden shows up, and I totally get it why fans want him. I just think Flannoy, he fits better with what they had in Mingo. He helps more on special teams, and he's been in the, you know, in the building and around. I think that they probably trust him a little bit more. But Holden, I'm telling you, like, for every year we're out at training camp, there's all these Andy Jones, Dennis Houston, John Bea Johnson. Like, he, to me, is definitely the best one out of any of those guys. And it annoys me when people say, oh, you're just saying that because every year there's one of these. No, Trayshon Holden, there's something there, to the point where I kind of wonder, like, do they not play him in the first half of these preseason games because they want to try and slide him through and get him back on the practice squad? Because he's got, I'm telling you, he flashes at practice as much as any receiver not named CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, and probably Kevontae Turpin. He would probably be your next guy in terms of ones that have stood out. So, and then defensive tackle. You know, Nick mentions maybe there's another move at quarterback. It's hard for me not to believe that there's not another move at defensive tackle if you don't see enough from Mozzie Smith. I don't know how you can go into the season with these defensive tackles.
If Mozzie Smith plays in the second half tonight, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons has responded to yesterday. Doesn't mean anything. And I'm going to give you John Machota's masterclass for free as we crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece live from Freebirds on Beltline next.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.